to another episode of Balcony Fest, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock? Is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems obvious, but sure. Marry Craig, fuck Chris, kill Joey, and gently massage James. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Please say good afternoon to Atul Singh. To Atul for school, where will you dine in as soon as you feel safe enough to do so in Los Angeles?
Oh, man, that is a question. And I just want to, with that intro you mentioned, that was my high school student government campaign, which was be cool, vote for Atul. And also don't be a fool, vote for Atul.
So, and how did that work out? What was the end result of that campaign?
We did well. Yes, we were victorious. I did mess up the speech when I went to, you had to do it over the PA. And for some reason, instead of saying my name three times in a row, I said the high school's name. So I said, oh, hi. As you know, I'm North Garland. I'm North Garland. No, I am North Garland. And I was like, oh, my God.
That did not happen.
That happened three times. And that's when I started taking improv. STK. That's where we're going to go.
Thank you for sharing all of that. My goodness gracious. Hey, it's James Heaney. Janet, third favorite brand of coffee and why?
I like Chock Full of Nuts.
Of course you do.
And the reason is it's got a little bit of saltiness to it.
Of course.
Don't get a lot of coffees, and it's a decent price for a good coffee.
All right, you know those are just nuts, though, right? You're making coffee out of real nuts?
No, it's coffee. I don't even know if there is any nuts in it. I think that the nuts might be a lie, but it being inferred, like I can taste a nuttiness behind that coffee.
Huh. Oh, man, I missed you terribly this morning. And now Craig Kakowski with his rules of the road. Cacao?
Thank you, Kevin. The rules of the road. Once you get in that seat, that driver's seat, and you look ahead in that big open road, that's America looking back at you. This is assuming you're driving in America. If you're not, that's wherever you're driving, looking back at you. And all you need is a beer in your hand, your best girl.
When you're driving?
Why am I masturbating right now?
And a 65 Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you could say those are the rules of the road.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're good to go, Atul?
Yeah. That was amazing. Okay. Jesus.
And then there's Chris Alvarado. Too handsome to fail. What is your favorite time of day or night and why?
Morning. The earlier, the better. I think because for the majority of my adult life, I woke up hungover.
Yeah.
And so mornings were atrocious. It's the time I'd beat myself up and be like, you know, have a bunch of regret. And now it's like, oh,
celebration. Baby.
Have a little cold brew. Do the breathing, do the reading, take the dog on a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I masturbating? Oh.
I mean, it's that kind of day. Thank you for that. And last, but up your nose with a medium-sized walnut, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Marsupial lover, tell us about your last walkabout.
My last walkabout, I remember, as if it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I put on my shoes one foot at a time.
Right.
Put on a sweater. And a pair of shorts, just short enough, but long to the touch. Mm-hmm. I sauntered out my door and I went down the steps. I looked straight right into the sun and I said, yeah. I kicked my heels back until they hit my butt. And then I kicked my knees up high enough until they hit my chest.
Oh.
And I sprinted down the block. I only got about two houses down before I almost passed out. That's when my neighbor came out, threw a bucket of water on me and said, keep going. You got it in you. Huh. I didn't believe him at the time, but I knew there was something to it. Something true, something real.
Atul, are you?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Damn. Damn, dude.
Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/Alcomendez. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com.
Scene one comes from Alex Iden, who wrote, "Hey guys, longtime listener of the show and devoted alchemaniac. Are you? My suggestion, drive-through therapy. Stay safe and thanks for giving me so many laughs. All the best from Scranton, PA, Pizza. Capital of the Northeast."
Please pull up. Hi, how can we help you today?
I'm ordered to come through here, so I'd just like to get my stamp and pull on through, if that's okay. George?
That is not okay.
I'm doing really good. Honestly, I feel great today. My anger problems seem to have really alleviated when I lost my job, so...
Okay, and you said your name is George. What's your last name, George?
Move up, asshole! Move
Hold
up!
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Fuck you! Hendrix. It's with HENDRICKS.
Did he say fuck you? Are you going to let him yell at us like that?
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Charlene?
You know what I want you to do. You did it in the last town and the town before that.
Okay, well, guess what? I'm not going to burn another one of my cars, all right, to send a message to somebody else because you think in some way that's some masculine
Listen
form of expression.
You've just shut down. It's so not like you. You're a go-getter. Now go get some.
Fine. All right, get out of the car. Let's burn this car.
Yes.
Get out of the car.
Mr. Hendricks, so I think right now would be a good time to maybe do a guided meditation.
Oh, Jesus. What's the fastest guided meditation you have? I'm in a rush.
Okay. I have a 30 second breath focus meditation.
Oh, hold on a second. Somebody's...
Hey, asshole, I'm going to burn my car, you piece of shit.
Oh, my God. Somebody's starting a fire behind my vehicle.
Mr. Hendricks, I cannot give you your stamp without doing one of the meditations.
Oh, okay, okay. It's just that it's a pretty big fire and I could see it spreading
in.
Okay.
See your breath.
I
feel your breath.
Okay. Huh?
See the
We're
sunshine.
About halfway through now.
The sunshine is in you.
Okay, okay. I feel it. It's glowing really hard inside of me.
Okay. That's so good.
Thank you. All right.
Job.
I'd be careful. There's a fire out back.
All right. So you're looking for a new car. What happened to your last one, sir?
Does it matter? I burned it up because I'm a man.
All right, repeat customer. I like it. All right. What we got here is a Toyota Sienna. This has sliding doors. Watch this.
Why is it making that sound?
What do you think?
Well, I think it's still not open completely. How long do these things take to open?
A little bit more time. Are you the impatient type? I like it.
I am. I got things to do and things to prove.
Hey, pick a car and move on.
I'm going to burn the whole lot.
Hey, Jim, can I see you in my office, please? Listen, you're doing great work on the window at the drive-thru. I just had a couple things I wanted to go over. I guess my first thing is I have a question. Did you used to work as a cop in the field or some sort of law enforcement?
No law enforcement. Let's see. I was a camp counselor.
Okay. That was okay. And as a camp counselor, did you have like a two-way or three-way radio, the mic of which was on your shoulder?
I don't recall.
Okay,
because
we
a long time ago.
We have video of you on the job as per our hirings, and as you'll see up there, it is. You'll see you're leaning into your shoulder when you talk on the mic, as if you're only able to speak into your shoulder.
Oh, I see what's happening here. You see, I was trying to create the effect that I was in the drive.
Okay? What the fuck just happened?
But now, if you want to fuck it up for all the customers who are coming through and expecting a certain product.
Mind blown. I'd like to drop off my stamp sheet. It's filled up for my parole officer. Could I just hand it to you?
You could, but you needed to get it to him.
Yeah, I don't see him in his office. I just typically, I just need to get rid of it. I don't want to be here. I've got things to do and places to go.
You got x-ray vision?
I don't have x-ray vision. Is this supposed to be some sort of fucking joke?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you're going to talk to me, why don't you take your little form back? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, this is, I have to turn this in. I have to turn this in. I've been legally charged with going to 10 sessions, and these are the stamps. I need to get this done.
This one stamp here, this is for a Subway sandwich.
That's not true. Let me see that. Well, then it's just a mistake. That's clearly a mistake, okay?
Let me see your Subway sandwich card, and maybe that has the stamp you need to...
Okay, well, this is my Subway sandwich card.
All right, I get to keep this, too, because it has the...
Wait a second. This is some sort of shakedown.
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that. Do you have any gift cards, something with your name on it?
Gift cards with names on it? I have this credit card, but that's not...
No, I just got to verify your name. Do you want to get the... Listen, this is standard protocol. You can ask somebody. You can tell them, what did Marge do?
All right, fine. Here's my credit card. It's got my name, George Hendricks.
Okay, I'll be right back. I got to make a copy of it. All right, all three of these things.
My credit card? Just take my license instead, or?
Okay, give me your license, too. Listen.
All of that?
Ask everybody. Marge has been here for 20 years.
Okay, Mr. Hendricks, looks like your application went through. So just a little preliminary questions before we can get everything get going.
Of course.
Get you on board with law enforcement. So let's see here. Okay. All right. Great. So it says here before of this, I make mistakes sometimes.
We're human. It says, we're human.
Some of us are and some of us aren't.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean that do you believe that some people here walking among us look human but aren't?
Is this a fucking joke?
No, it's not. No, George.
Then the answer is no. I don't believe that there are people here that are walking among us that are not human.
Okay, Jim, I'm going off to my 2:30 to check the lawns of the Northwest suburb.
Okay, Robo.
Robo? Okay, Mr. Hendricks, thank you for coming in. Just a couple of routine questions before we issue your Subway card. Do you usually get a 6-inch or a foot long?
Foot long.
Okay. What type of bread?
I usually get the cheese bread. And if there is the jalapeno cheese bread, that's the... Yes, the jalapeno cheese bread.
Just a simple answer is fine. Jalapeno cheese bread.
Okay. Well, not all Subways have the jalapeno ones, but nonetheless, the urban cheese is like... Yes. Sorry, you're right.
Believe me, I know we have distribution issues with that particular bread, but but this one does. You can see it right there.
Oh, that's fresh.
Just a few more questions. We can get you that card.
All right. It's just that I've got places to go. And okay, go. Okay.
Do you want your sandwich heated?
Yes, of course. I want it toasted. I don't want an unprepared sandwich.
Okay. Well, some people like a cold sandwich.
Okay. Yes, I want it heated.
Okay. Do you have any mental health issues?
What kind of... Is that a fucking...
These are
joke?
Just all routine questions?
All right, everybody. Boss says, doesn't matter that we're a drive-thru. Boss says, just treat it like it's a normal place. So everybody, just take off your headsets. It doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, we're trying to provide a very specific product.
Hey, calm down.
No, don't fucking touch me, dude. Don't touch me, dude.
Breathe in for a second.
Don't make me do.
You should breathe in. Like you should be in the drive-thru.
Yeah, what? Man. Breathe in.
Yeah.
Breathe in.
What do you mean? Okay, wait. I'm talking to both of you. I'm breathing in and I'm answering his question.
I didn't say to breathe out. Breathe in.
I didn't ask a question either. I just said you should be in the drive-thru.
Keep breathing in, man. Okay.
Are you listening to the clients when they come through? Because it seems like...
What do you mean?
Breathe in, man.
Hello, is there anybody there? I'm here in my car.
Don't use your headset.
I'm on break.
Yes, how can we help you?
Oh, you're not the regular guy, are you?
No, I just started today. Sorry, sir. My name is Tim. How can I help you?
Are you making a clicking sound with your mouth before... To try and make it sound like you're turning the mic on and off?
It was part of our training, sir. I'm just following protocols.
Hey, hurry up, asshole!
So, hey, boss. I just heard the new guy say it was actually part of our training. Part of our fucking training, dude. So it wasn't even a choice I was making. It was part of the fucking training here.
Right.
So what's up?
You're right.
What's up?
It's part of the training. I just wanted to see if you believed in it.
Oh.
It sounds like you do.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be. That's called stick-to-itiveness and conviction, and it's one of the reasons we hired you. And we do a six-week check, and God damn it, you're employee of the month. It's done.
Is that?
Okay. That's real. That's, okay. We just need to get a photo.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Hendricks. I'm sorry to bother you. My name is DeLugala. I'm from American Express. I'm just calling to let you know that there are some strange purchases.
What makes them strange?
We'll just irregular from what you normally charge. That's all. It's just a courtesy call.
Well, that's weird. What kind of purchases?
Really strange. Looks like a lot of computer parts. You know, I ran it through some of my systems here, and it looks like it can be made to make a robot.
What systems? DeLugala, what systems are you talking about?
My own personal system. You know what? You know what this is.
Who are you talking to on the other end of this call?
It's a coworker of mine. She's just in the booth right next to me.
Are you guys giggling over this? It sounds like there might be identity theft.
DeLugala, we're getting Subway. What do you want?
That's our first scene. That's our first fucking scene.
DeLugala.
Like Mr. Hendricks. That's a fucking
joke.
That's
Italian in origin, no?
DeLugala?
Scene two comes from patron VIP McCoy Kentwell. Oh, I love McCoy. Who wrote, "Hey, Alchemy Gang, love you guys always. I have a scene suggestion. Horrible bartender gets prestigious bartending job." Oof, couldn't even read my own writing here on the iPad, which is odd because it's just straightforward. Gets prestigious bartending job, but is just too hot for anyone to tell them that they're horrible. Thanks a lot. See you in the funny paper. Hey, can I get a T-bone gimlet and a porterhouse teeny, please?
Sure. Coming right up.
No, thank you.
What was that order again?
That's a that's a T-bone gimlet and a porterhouse teeny.
Just testing you. Just testing you. How's your day going so far?
You're testing me. My day's going to be a lot better after those drinks. That's how it's been going. Great. It's not been going great.
Hey, let me know if you want me to change the TV or anything. Right now we have old Masters on. Not golf, but literally old Dutch painters.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay. again, just we can get the drinks back to...
Great.
Yeah.
And what was it again?
Oh, boy. T-bone?
Yes. T-bone teeny and a porterhouse gimlet.
Porterhouse teeny and the T-bone gimlet.
Sir, I am so sorry about your experience here at Rubby's.
You're sorry.
I am, but I want you to know that I am going to be speaking to a bartender. Everything's comped, so don't you worry. Everything is comped, okay? And I guarantee the next time you come to Rubby's, you're going to have a fantastic experience.
What is your name?
My name is Bryn.
Bryn. And what school do you go to?
Well, right now I'm over at Texas Tech, but I'm hoping to transfer.
Right. And did you run for class president at Texas Tech?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm picking up. So you're saying our meal and our drinks are comped, and you're going to talk to the bartender.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Well, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah, please.
When you look deep into the bartender's eyes, do you also sort of melt away because he's so goddamn hot?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
And that's why you've kept him here?
Bryn, I don't see what the problem is.
There's no problem. There's no problem. There's a problem. There's a problem. Damn it. You've been... You've actually got a letter here.
A letter
from Jeff.
Read it to me.
can you not read or
what?
Can you not read?
Can you not read?
No, I can. I can read. I just didn't know. It's to for you. I'll read it. Sure, of course.
I can read.
I'll read it.
I'll read it. So let's just get it up here. You have been selected, oh my gosh, to work at Diamond Bar. Oh my God.
Diamond Bar. The top steak bar in town.
Oh, that's amazing. I don't know if you want to take the job.
I'm out of here.
All right.
Hey, Chad, before you go, I can't believe you're going to the show, man. I just want to say it's been fun barbacking you, and like, damn, dude, you're doing it. Like, you're fucking doing it. Do you realize you again? That? Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Don't lose that edge.
No, seriously. I have no memory of you.
And this is what makes you great. This is what makes you great.
Chad, I need a drink. Oh, God, I need a drink.
All right, I'm going to serve this guy one last.
What? You're going to the show now?
No, one last run at glory here at Rubby's. Hi, welcome to Rubby's. How can I help you?
Chad. Oh, man, it's good to see you, buddy. It's good to see you, man. You son of a gun. Hey, you know me, man. You were best man at my wedding. Come on, man.
What can I get for you?
I'll just do a regular, please. Just what I always have.
A regular. Okay. All right. Can you help me out just a little bit?
Whatever you want to make. So.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Welcome to Diamond Bar.
Are we open now?
Come on.
You do this every morning.
Welcome to the Diamond Bar. It's a bar that has all the stars. If you like to drink and you like some steak, then come up to Diamond Bar. Open late.
All right, I'll turn it off. Oof. Okay, team.
They only had one take to get that right.
Look at the new guy making jokes.
Chad, is that right, Chad?
What's that?
You're Chad, is that correct?
Yeah, Chad.
Chad, okay.
Boss, can I say something to Chad real quick? Do you mind,
go
boss?
For it, North.
Yeah. Listen,
this
Chad.
North Garland.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? Chad, you might have been a 10 where you used to work. Where'd you work? Rubby's? Fuck Rubby's, all right?
Fuck Rubby's, dude.
We're all 10s here. So get yourself in check, all right? Learn the fucking menu and don't mess up with the pecking order.
Mm-hmm. What if I'm an 11?
11 here in Lubbock?
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I'm looking to order a drink from one of you fine young men. Who's the bartender here?
I got this, North.
Okay. I'd like to get a Wagyu on the beach and a strip skewer.
Okay. Having a little trouble understanding your accent.
I come from wealth, okay? Order up. I want to get a Wagyu on the beach and a strip skew.
A shrimp skew.
Strip. Like a New York strip skew.
Strip skew.
No. You're saying strip. It's strip. Strip skew.
That's what I was saying, because I don't know what shrimp is.
I don't know what that is either. That's not what I'm asking for. I'm a regular here.
Uncle Marcus. Hello.
Yes, Jennifer?
I just need $50,000, please.
Oh, please. Really? Look, this is embarrassing. You should just ask for more up front so you don't have to ask so often. All right. I'm just going to write this out for you. What do you need? Actually, you know what? I'm not just a free train for you to ride. Okay, well, that sounds awkward when I say it. You're not on my gravy train right now. What do you need this for? Now that I think about it, I'm not just going to...
I need to go out, Uncle Marcus.
Okay. Right, so this here check, I'm going to hand over to you. Take it?
Got it.
Yeah. No. I need you to...
Marcus, did you give my daughter $50,000 and told her she can take a ride on your train?
Listen, when you say that, it doesn't make me out to be the best sounding uncle in town.
It seems like you're paying her for inappropriate reasons, Marcus.
That is not true. Have you not heard about the gravy train?
It's a gravy.
Is this the first?
I'll tell you right now, that wealthy family on top of the hill, they're fucked up. Right?
How so? They are fucked
up.
Do you mean?
That means it's fucked up. I mean, wealth insulates you in a way that's just so insane. You know what I mean? Look
Give
at all
me
the royals.
Why you would say that?
What are you talking about? Example? What I'm saying? I'm just saying, historically speaking, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right? You know what I mean?
Okay. We hear what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, we're here to commit crimes today, isn't that?
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying. Once we get our money, let's be aware of the follies and pitfalls that come with,
that. And so, just quickly again, just go over the plan. How are we going to get this money illegally?
Yeah. How?
I mean, does no one know? I thought you brought us in here to tell us.
No, I know the plan. I just want to make sure everyone knows the plan.
Shit.
I'll start, okay? Donald J. Carter, plan on mugging.
What are you doing?
Old ladies and stuff. I'm telling you what I'm going to be doing.
I know. Why did you give your full name like that? Like, we didn't know.
Donnie J., what the fuck?
What do you mean?
I mean,
you wearing a wire?
This guy.
Say no.
if you're referring to this is my therapist.
Don't point the what?
I'm going to therapy right now. Yeah, man.
Hey, good for you, man.
Ah, come on. It makes me weak.
Hey, check it out, North Garland. Look at the mad tips that I'm getting.
Chad.
Am I an 11 or what?
I hate to admit it. I've never met an 11 in my life, but Jesus. Wait, why do you never wear a shirt? It's not even allowed in this restaurant, but you pull it off.
I don't need to. It pulls me back.
Yeah, the tie just coming down your bare, barrel-chested body. God, I want to lick it.
I definitely can see that we're getting a better, quality of clientele here than I was getting at Rubby's. I'm getting some of that old Lubbock money.
Yeah. Boy, I would like to jump on you and ride you like a stagecoach train, you nasty. Oh, man.
Whoa, hey, North. What's the deal, bud?
He was harassing me.
Is that right? Chad, what did he do exactly?
Well, he was just using very harass area language. And I feel like, that there's too many guys behind the bar here.
Say no more. North, we're going to send you back down to the minors.
No.
You're going to Rubby's. Geez,
that place. There's an opening at Rubby's.
All right, North, just looking over your resume here. We're just getting through a couple
everything
questions.
Okay in your throat?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I don't know if you know this.
If you're sick, you shouldn't be at the office.
Well, I'm fine. I just think I'm being poisoned by one of my coworkers who I don't think is human.
Well, there's multiple bosses?
Huh?
You said
coworker. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So listen.
Would anyone like a drink?
No, Robo. We wouldn't.
I'm good. Thank you.
Drink it. Drink it.
We're fine, Robo. Thank you.
Don't drink that. Don't fucking drink that.
No, okay? I don't. Steak drinks are not for me.
Yeah. So let's get through this, and then we can get you in a law enforcement uniform, and you'll be out there doing your thing. All right. So let's go through these questions.
Hold on. Hey, guys. Sorry to interrupt. I gave you the wrong application. He's not trying to be.
Breathe in a second. Breathe in. So breathe in, man. Don't breathe out. Keep breathing in.
He's not trying to. He's trying to apply for the bartending position, not the top position. He's trying to apply for the bartending position.
You are turning purple. Are you all right?
I'll take any job right now, guys. You can see my resume is real strong. Diamond Bar. Before that, I was one of the painters on the Master Channel. Very diverse talent set.
Do you think that there's some people among us who aren't human?
Man, it's like you know exactly. You've been reading my diary, all right?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay, because that's exactly what I put in there.
Would anyone like Nachos Grande?
No,
those look good.
What? No.
Yeah. Yes, Robo, we'll take it.
They were made with blue corn chips.
Blue corn chips. Oh,
I like Robo. That's what kind of name is that?
Texan.
Lubbock, huh?
I'm old money, Lubbock.
Yeah, should have figured. All right.
It's that accent, you know?
Yeah. And the wealthy always have interesting names.
They do.
Chad, take a break for a sec. All right.
What if I take my pants off?
No, please. Look, Chad.
They really hold me back.
You know, something's been happening while you've been here.
Uh-huh.
Sales through the roof, but also workplace accidents through the roof. Customer satisfaction through the roof. Customer deaths through the roof. You see what I'm getting at here?
We got a lot of holes in the roof.
Chad, what I'm trying to say is...
All right, look, okay? We're going to get in the diamond bar.
Right.
You do the talking, all right? Right. When you distract them, we'll go in there and crack the safe in the back, all right?
Okay, just say the plan. Yeah, say the plan.
Say your name.
So I talk to him, and don't tell him you're going to be in the back.
But what? Don't mention me at all. Don't mention... Why would you bring me up? You're going to bring
eyes on you. I won't mention you or your abilities to break into a safe.
Wait, what's
don't
plan?
Say anything about
what's the plan?
This is your plan. What do you mean, what's the plan? I'm just repeating what you said we would do.
Welcome to Diamond Bar!
This is the best part. The rap's about to start. It's coming soon.
We got the diamond bar. You could pull up your car. We got the diamond bar.
Well, they changed.
Up, put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. Diamond bar.
They changed it.
What are you doing, man? Huh? That was my rap.
Oh, I just, we only had one take and you weren't here for when we decided that there was some errors on the first.
Weren't here? You gave me diarrhea with that chili. You did
that
on purpose.
That was vegetarian chili, so we don't know where the diarrhea came from, but it wasn't bad meat.
Fellas. Look, Terry, I'm sorry, but we're sending you down. You're going back to the minors.
Are you kidding me?
You're going to Momo's.
No!
You're going to be doing the raps for Momo's.
He gave me diarrhea.
Okay.
That wasn't my fault. You, that could have been from anything.
Ah, welcome to Momo's.
If you come to Momo's, you're going to have fun for show. Oh, there it is. Drinking more, drinking through, dinking and drinking. Go to the roar.
Hold on. What?
Do you want me to take it again?
No, let me give it a shot.
What the hell? You took my Momo's rap. What the hell is this?
Hey, all right, fellas. Okay, listen, Terry. We gotta send you down further.
Dysentery.
You keep shitting everywhere.
We give me dysentery.
All right,
Robo could do Momo's.
Oh,
what the hell is this?
Terry, you head over to the Little League Snack Shack.
And I'm a new employee. There.
No, the Little League Snack Shack. I want
to hear Robo. Let's listen to Robo.
Would you like some vegetarian chili?
Give us a wrap.
I'm Robo, here from Momo's. Eat a ho-ho on your yo-yo.
Oh my God, eat a ho-ho on your yo-yo? Anybody?
Who is this guy?
Am I alone?
This guy's unbelievable.
Hey man, welcome to Little League. Man, we sell hot dogs. Some people want them on a stick. You just take a straw, put it on there, and that's it. And to make sure you wrap when you give them the receipt.
All right. Is it just me behind here?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh,
you just shit yourself, dude?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
It smells like strawberries and urine.
It's like that golfer on TV.
I'm sick.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, you're still going.
I'm sick.
Chad, let me interrupt your work here.
Do I know you?
I'm your boss.
Right.
Funny. Listen, one of our old employees here.
I gotta take my shorts
here,
off. Sorry.
Please. One of our old employees here. He's not doing so well. Frankly, he's gonna die soon. And his one wish.
Cool.
Well, it's not that cool, Chad.
Right.
But his one wish is to hang out with you.
Okay.
We'll still pay you for the hour you're there. And we'll include, you know, your average tips and stuff as well.
I get mad tips.
Yeah. No, Chad, you get mad tips. So if you can just go to General Memorial Hospital, room 112.
General Memorial.
God damn it. Don't you understand? I'm trying to keep these people alive. This is General Memorial. And you're not going to take my credentials away from me.
You're a pediatrician and a podiatrist, okay?
Hey,
that's
Dan?
Right. I work on children's feet, all right? Now, if you got a problem with that and you think I can't do open heart surgery, well, then the problem's up your ass.
We have a surgeon here, all right, who can do the job, all right?
But does a surgeon care?
Yes.
There's an 86-year-old woman in there.
Exactly.
She takes care of the...
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm the new surgeon, Chad.
Oh.
Wow.
Hey,
you're beautiful.
Is this General Hospital Memorial?
No, this is General Memorial Hospital. If you want General Hospital Memorial, that's 2 miles down on the right.
Look, I don't care what you say. All right, I can smoke in a surgical suite. Who gives a shit? All right.
Maybe the patient gives a shit.
What are the chances they're going to make it through this, huh? What are, for real?
Close to zero? That's what I'm saying.
So why not?
That's what you're saying?
I'm just also a little concerned about the oxygen tanks with the cigarettes and the light. It seems dangerous to be in here.
Sir, just sit back and relax. We'll open you up.
I don't know if I
want
to be put to sleep right now. I think this seems.
No, you do want to be put to sleep, and your time's coming.
Okay. Oh.
So you are feeling ill. Well, you just fit the bill of someone who's sick and needs to get better. Don't worry, you're going to get a sweater made for you after the surgery.
I don't want to interrupt, but there's, like, I don't want the cigarette smoke and I don't need a wrap. In fact, I think I'd like is it too late for a second opinion?
I'll give you a third opinion.
This is General Hospital Memorial, all right? The only opinion you're going to get is to shut the hell up. Yeah. All right? Now you need this surgery, all right?
Here's a second opinion. You're also unattractive. Now, lie back and put a fucking sock in it.
Coming through. Lay back, baby, because it's coming through.
Listen to that.
Mr. Hendricks, I know you have a question about your bill. The wrap is charged. So the wrap is $416.
I didn't ask for the wrap.
But we delivered the wrap. You don't ask for the oxygen. We give you the oxygen. But the oxygen's covered somewhat by
I needed the oxygen.
You needed the wrap.
I didn't need the wrap.
We disagree. A wrap makes your day better. Have you been to,
Is this some kind of fucking joke?
This is how wealthy people live, all right? Have you been to Diamond Bar? They wrap there.
No.
Oh, well.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just telling you, wrapping is now.
So I think I went to the wrong hospital. But anyway, I got some crazy tips. Whatever happened with those guys who were trying to rob us?
That is scene two. Scene three comes to us from John, who wrote, "Hey all, I love the show. Been listening since the beginning and have heard every episode. The one positive about the coronavirus is that I can be outside walking my dog, listening to the show, and I don't have to look like a crazy person because I can hide the constant laughter under my mask. I love the theme music. It totally slaps." It totally slaps?
Yeah, wow. That's what the kids are saying.
Wow. I feel 105. Why does the writer never get credit? The writer of the theme music? Scene suggestion. A struggling jazz musician whose instrument is the fart noise you make by putting your arm under your armpit and squeezing. Thank you for everything, John. All right, Dan, we just need to get one clean take, and I think we're ready to break for lunch. Just one clean take. Let's take it from the top, please, when you're ready.
Okay.
What the fuck do you?
I've
think
just
you're
been
doing
it for so long. Okay, the first then takes are really going to be.
Then say you can't do it anymore.
Okay,
don't
it's just
use
that
your
I
mouth.
Need like some. Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
What?
At this time?
You're using your mouth.
Well, at this, I don't have enough lubrication for my armpit anymore. Well, I've gotten to the point where I have to use my mouth, or give me a break. Let me take a lunch break.
It reads. The listeners will pick up on that.
Maybe we bring in the Luber. Should we call the Luber?
He's been retired for years.
I don't know. Let's call him, see what happens.
You're going to call the Looper. I want to be there for this.
I don't think you guys appreciate that this is not a talent that just anybody can do. Freeform improvisational jazz with fart sounds. Now, I've got a rash under my arm at this point in time because I had to shave in order to do your first three sets. All right, have you tried? How many hours have you sustained jazz music with your armpit?
I'm not the musician. Okay, I'm the engineer. Okay, I try to make things sound better. But I'll tell you what doesn't sound good. Faking the funk, using your mouth. That's bullshit, man.
It's bullshit, man.
Now, do you want us to call in the Luber?
I need something because at this point, I can't do it with my armpit anymore.
It's time to call the Luber in.
You guys call me. I got Glocks, Lugers. I got pistols. I got rifles, shotguns.
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, so, look, we're planning a heist. Okay. So we're going to need something low-key, something that's discreet.
All right, you want a 22. Wait. Is this
I don't want a rifle. I want something discreet.
Why would you want... I'm not selling you the 22 rifle. I'm selling the 22 pistol.
Wait, hold on. He said he wanted Loki.
Hey, I'm listening
to you.
He wanted
Loki, so where's Loki?
Loki, son of Odin?
That's right.
Yeah. I got that. Don't worry about that. I get you that.
Yeah.
That costs a little extra.
God of mischief.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know. Yeah, listen, you want the package, then you pay for the package, all right?
Look, what you're offering for the package is different than what you displayed, all right? So I feel like we're getting like a different deal.
There's an extra charge for PayPal. If you want to pay me cash, then it's...
Where the hell is Donald?
I don't know, man. I'm not your partner.
That's our buddy. Not you. Don't worry about it. I'm not talking to you.
You seem like you're looking right at me.
Well, because I'm just thinking aloud.
Let me tell you, piece of advice. Don't argue with a man who carries a bunch of Lugers.
Oh, yeah, boy. How about this? How about you don't argue with a guy who has a better sense of him? You know what? I'm pissed out of my ass right now, okay? You better just watch yourself, all right? You better watch yourself.
You got anger issues. You should go through therapy.
You know what? I wish I could, all right? But my insurance at the moment doesn't pay for that, all right? But I think it's really healthy and really important. All right?
All right.
You get me?
I get you. Do you want to go check on?
And cut. All right. That was a good take. Listen, we got someone coming in. We got the head of the label. He's coming in. Uh-huh. He's got some notes. He's a fan of yours. He's got some notes.
All right. You realize that we're again at the second half of the day, and I do my best work at the beginning.
I try to get him in here early, but he had another.
Okay.
Mr. Gold Record is here. Should I let him in?
Oh, shit.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Goldrecker.
Hey, how you doing? Andre Goldrecker.
Hi. We know each other. I work for you.
I want to talk to the artist.
Gotcha. Sure, of course. Right this way. Walk right into the booth.
Hey, big fan of your work.
Ooh, I don't know if you want to shake my hand.
Noted? Okay. Duly noted. I really liked Kind of Fart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I liked Kind of Fart. I liked Fart's Brew.
Oh, wow. That was, you know what? I thought that was kind of risky when I made it because it's edgy. Just the name of it.
No, it was. It was edgy. I mean, it really pushed jazz to new levels. Take Fart, I really liked.
Uh-huh. Can I be honest? I don't think that guys
I'm Andre
realize... Thank you. I just don't think that the producers here realize that the work I put in it's hard. I can't do it all day long. I think they think I'm a typical studio musician.
Right, right.
That I can just rinse and repeat. But look at my armpit. Look how red that is.
Yeah, you're red and dry. You are chapped. There. Yeah, did they call it a Luber?
They said that they did. They tried to call it a Luber, but I waited here and they said I was wasting studio time. But I can't work without a good Luber.
Sometimes you call for a Luber and you get a Luger.
You know, I think that is what ended up happening.
That might be what happened.
They were too embarrassed to admit it because no Luber ever showed up. But I did see a bunch of guns in the room and I was like, well, what's going on now?
Yeah. Look, you do you, man. But I am paying for the studio time and I need some tracks on the wax.
Whoa. Step back.
Hey, I'm Andre Gold Record.
I mean, you're just a little close right now.
Do you need me to lube your your armpit?
Do you?
Look, I wasn't always a record label owner and producer. All right, I start out the bottom.
Uh huh.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at your skin here, and it looks like you have a deep, deep dermatological infection.
Mm.
But it's not permanent, right? We just got to put some Neosporin on there.
Jim, get out of my office. Ooh. You're a podiatrist. All right? Don't look
You're a podiatrist?
If you want to make a difference in this hospital, you got to step up, all right?
I've been with General Hospital Memorial for 20 years. What do you have on your resume?
What do I have on my resume? I got people's souls on my resume. I live with that every single...
Babe, did you do it? Did you do it today at the office? Did you just walk in there and just take his patients and stuff?
Yeah, I did it.
And?
That's I want to change medicine.
You're going to, babe. You're going to.
Can't be like this.
Look at the work you've already done on me. No one's seen this yet. All these parts you've sewn to me.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful, Chimera.
So proud of you. I'm You're so beautiful. Proud of you.
You're the best, Chimera. You're the best.
So, are we doing it tonight? Are you cutting my tongue out?
No, not yet. You're not ready.
You're not ready.
You're ready.
Sorry, I'm late. Luber, Frank Phillip here. Here we go. Let me get started on your... Can you take your shirt off?
Whoa. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hi, I'm the engineer. Wait. Don't step away from this artist. You didn't show me any credentials. I don't know who you are. Who sent you?
Look inside my jacket here. Look at all these different lubes. Okay?
Who sent you?
Andre Goldrecord sent me. You want to ask any more questions? Where's the pit?
Okay. It's right here. Just be careful because I've got a deep Oh! Oh, it burns!
Oh, let it burn. Let it burn. Feel it. And then put it into the music.
Okay, it's just, oh, I don't know.
This is a fantastic interview. This is someone that I had wanted to speak to for years. His music has influenced generations since and even genres after. Please give a warm, warm welcome to Miles Thumbetta. Miles, thank you so much for being here on Talking Music. And what a pleasure it is. First off, let me just say it. What a shame they had to amputate your arm and armpit after a deep, deep infection with some bad lube. I am sorry to hear that. But your classic records still live. They still sell today. And they've influenced so many people around the globe.
I honestly, if you want, you could put your hand underneath this armpit and I could probably make some jazz.
Are you serious?
I mean, we could find out right now. I don't know. It depends on if you can cup good.
Oh, okay. I was asking. Yeah, so you'd like me to do it.
You know what? Now it's gotten awkward. I thought you'd be more excited about it, and you seem hesitant. And even the tiniest bit of hesitancy takes away from the magic of jazz.
Right. Now, let's speak about that. Magic of jazz. You said that you have worshipped some occult idols, Loki, for instance, and different Greek gods. Is that correct?
Well, not. They're Roman gods. Actually, Nordic gods. So there's a lot of different gods I've worshipped. Well,
you tell me. You tell me.
This podcast is lame, but what? I don't want to make out to this.
Why not? Right,
his albums, Farbrew. I mean, Farbrew is maybe one of the best albums out there ever. After that Maroon 5 one, but yeah, let's make out to Maroon 5 instead.
Put on whatever you want. I don't even care.
You seem like you care.
Which one of us are you kissing?
What?
I thought it was my
let's job. Not ask questions right now. Let's just.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go away. Why are you so lubed up? You're so lubed up right now. It's all over your chest.
Well, that's how I roll.
All right, let's.
Is it too much? Are you saying it's too much lube? Because that's what I'm hearing.
I mean, I don't know if there's such a thing as too much lube, but
that was my point.
Yeah. Bang!
Oh shit! I just shot the Luger. Is that okay?
Oh, now I'm really hot.
Oh, there's that noise.
Move out of the way. We got a man shot right here. Get out of the way. I got to take him to surgery immediately.
Jim, you're a podiatrist. God damn it.
Am I? Or am I just a doctor?
We don't have a surgeon today. You're going to have to do it.
Excuse me. Is this General Hospital Memorial? So all the former cast members of General Hospital who have died, there's like an homage to them?
Yeah.
That is our show today. Oh, man. That was the very first thing I thought when that order was said the first time. Oh, fuck. Let's thank all of our alchemists today. James Heaney. Oh, Jimmy Jangle June.
Thanks for having me. I have updated my webpage, therealjamesheaney.com, and you can find all of my live shows, including the Alchemy This live hangs, the Bear Supply live streams. I do a Monday morning fan mail show with Gamefront. You can find that schedule on my webpage.
Sorry. So the Alchemy This live hangs that we're offering to Patreon members only are available on your website?
So on my website is the schedule. Anyone can watch the live stream, but only the Alchemaniacs, well, all of the Patreons can see the recorded version.
Right.
So if you want to be there live, which is the only way for a normie to see it, you could find the scheduled time on my webpage.
That's super duper.
And I have a webpage again? I do bootleg videos of our Alchemy Live Hang for just $7 each.
Well, though, that's totally cool. Is it therealjamesheaney.com?
Yes. TheRealJamesHeaney.com.
Awesome. Chris Alvarado, thank you so goddamn much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's weird to call your website a webpage. But anyway, I was actually on my very first acting gig, professional acting gig, was on General Hospital. I was red carpet announcer. It's not a big deal, but it was at the time. You know
fuck
what
yeah,
I mean?
It was. It's a big deal.
Red carpet announcer. I am credited. And yeah, check out TheRealJamesHeaney.com. Sounds like he's trying to pull away people from chris-alvarado.com, which is fine. Because, you know, we're all competing here. We're all competing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's healthy. Atul Singh, thank you so damn much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. You can follow me on my socials. Also at chris-alvarado.com/AtulSingh.
Awesome. Craig Kukowski, thanks as always.
Hey, my pleasure. Now that we're 2 weeks ahead. I don't know. I never know when this drops. Is this dropping before March 20th?
What's on your mind? What if it is or isn't?
Well, no reason. Okay. But yeah, Thrilling Adventure Hour, the cast members of that show, we're doing a little special show and tell episode where we screen clips, embarrassing clips from our past. And you can find that at houseseatslive.com. That's going to be on March 20th.
And after March 20th, would it be available on demand, do we think?
Yeah, you can still pay for it and watch it, I think, for up to 2 weeks after it airs.
Okay, so if you're hearing this in time, please enjoy the hell out of that. And thank you, Craig. Joey Green?
You know, chris-alvarado.com has so much great content. So does therealjamesheaney.com. Mm-hmm. But I got to be honest, I'm waiting for that Craig Kukowski website until that drops.
He's got a web page right now, but the site's coming.
Okay. Well, I'll check that out. I got nothing to say then. That's what I was looking for.
Fair enough. Let's hear a thank you and a small smattering of applause for our engineer of the stars and producer, Mr. Doug Bain. And fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you so damn much. Please continue to write to us. We love to hear from you. Write a review if you have some time. Tell everyone you've ever met. Be kind to each other, please. That would be most appreciated. And that's it for today. Thank you so damn much. Until next time.
Alchemy.